May 30th, Saturday.
What kinds of questions must children of God ask? When problems come, children of God don't blame others or make excuses. Rather, they ask this question, what is God's plan? Moreover, they don't run away or avoid life-threatening crises. Again, they ask, why did God allow this to happen? They might even have a lifelong enemy or a prickly neighbor. Once again, they ask, why did God allow me to meet this person? Why did God allow me to meet this person? If you ask the wrong question, you cannot find the correct answer. When you ask the correct question, you'll realize that you have already received the answers. If we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. Acts 4:9-10.
The answers you will receive stand before the 237 age. Romans 16:25-27 and Acts 27:24. And he said, do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand before Caesar. And behold, God has granted you all those who sail with you. God has revealed spiritual facts in order for you to relay the answers that nobody else can give. He leads you to do what nobody else can accomplish right now. And he will be with you forever in order to save the place where nobody else can go. Number one, God-given tacit power. Unbelievers put their trust in scientific facts. However, believers know that spiritual facts are beyond common sense. The remnants of the Bible enjoyed spiritual blessings and the mystery by God's grace. They did not blame their family problems or waver because of social or national disasters. They weren't satisfied with their reality and weren't discouraged because of others. In the end, the disciples of the early church and Paul saved and healed the age through the power of gospel. Number two, the hidden main job and the side job. Those who are wise can discern what their priorities are. The remnant's main job is an evangelist who heals the age, saves the church, saves the family, and saves the field with the gospel. However, the world misunderstands the side job as the main job. You must steadily live the evangelist's life inside the covenant journey. Besides developing talents with specialty and handling missions diligently and maturely, are also because of God's absolute grace. You can stand as a witness before the 237 nations of the world when your academics or occupation, the evangelism movement, and the gospel are connected. You are the main figure of world evangelization and will be used as a model of the disciple movement no matter where you go and what you do. Dear God, let the hidden things that you have prepared be revealed so that I can become a witness of receiving the answers that will follow. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.